Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
In today's broadcast, I would like to turn to my beloved patron saint, Avenius of Lyon. And I would like to look at a passage from his text, The Refutation and Overthrow of Knowledge Falsely So Called, which we more commonly abbreviate as Against Heresies, in which Saint Avenius speaks of Jonah. And he does so in remarkable terms that speak to us in our present day as much as they spoke to Irenaeus' hearers in the second century. Here is what he writes. As God patiently suffered Jonah to be swallowed by the whale, not that he should be swallowed up and perish altogether, but that having been cast out again, he might be the more subject to God, and might glorify him the more who had conferred upon him such an unhoped-for deliverance, and might bring the Ninevites to a lasting repentance, so that they should be converted to the Lord, who would deliver them from death, having been struck with awe by that portent which had been wrought in Jonah's case, as the Scripture says of them, and they each returned from his evil way, and from the unrighteousness which was in their hands, saying, Who knows if God will relent and turn away his anger from us, and we shall not perish? So also from the beginning did God permit man to be swallowed up by the great whale, who was the author of transgression, not that he should perish altogether when so engulfed, but arranging and preparing the plan of salvation, which was accomplished by the word through the sign of Jonah, for those who held the same opinion as Jonah regarding the Lord, and who confessed and said, I am a servant of the Lord, and I worship the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. In this little passage, Irenaeus reveals to us something most remarkable about the way God has allowed history to unfold. Saint Irenaeus is a father with a deep, abiding vision of history as something always in the hands of God. God acts not only in each life and each circumstance, but God acts as the author of a history which unfolds from creation to this present moment, all the way to the end of time itself and the deliverance of creation into eternity, all as a symphonious whole with God's present handiwork ever the centerpiece of the unfolding of that historical life. Man, the handiwork of God, stands at the center of history, and the truest man, Christ himself, the new Adam, at the very center of creation and history itself. For this reason, Saint Irenaeus perceives that all of history can be seen and understood as a single story in which the human race collectively as a whole grows and matures into the life in Christ. We, in our secular mindset, are far more accustomed to seeing history simply as a chain of connected, singular, personal, detached histories. Each person's life, interacting with others perhaps in social and relational ways, but completely autonomous when it comes to historical vision. My life is my life. What happens to me, happens to me. But for Saint Irenaeus, like so many of our holy fathers, what happens to me is always a part of the story of what happens to man, to Adam, in whose life we all partake. My story is never divorced from the story of those around me, not simply physically or geographically, but even in the great flow of time itself. My story is not detached from those who have gone before or will come after my time in this earthly life. In this way, St. Irenaeus sees history differently than we often do. One of the perennial questions asked of God, of Christianity, of religion in general, is why God permits certain things to happen which seem to us so disastrously difficult, even evil. Why, it is often asked, does God wait so long before his Son takes flesh for the redemption of the fallen world? If we accept, as we do in the Church, the usual chronology of history, we speak of several thousand years between the stories of our first ancestors and the incarnation of Christ. Years of, in worldly terms, and in many ways authentic terms, great struggle and suffering. Until, as it says in the Holy Scriptures, when the time had fully come, the Lord took flesh and dwelt amongst us. But why would the Lord wait so long? Indeed, there have been many philosophers and theologians of different stripes who have argued that this represents a kind of cruelty on the part of God. God forbid that we should say such a thing, but it has been said, and many people struggle with this kind of question. But once again, the question has its thrust, its damaging power, because we see history in the divorced, autonomous way I spoke of a moment ago. Those who lived before Christ surely suffered for not taking part in his redemption. But this is a secular way of seeing history. In Orthodoxy, in the writings of our Holy Father, such as St. Irenaeus, the whole human family is connected. And while those who lived before Christ's incarnation in the flesh did live differently than those after, suffered differently than those after, they are not detached from what came to pass in the incarnation. They have not lost out on the mercy because they came before. For the one who came into the world is the God who is beginning and end, who is beyond time, the Alpha and the Omega, who saves all. In this way, St. Irenaeus reads the story of Jonah. Here we have a figure long before the incarnation of Christ, who suffers his 3 days in the belly of the whale. This is a historical account that the Scriptures reveal for us of the miraculous experiences of a prophet of God. And St. Irenaeus looks at his experience as paradigmatic. By suffering the terrible torment of being thrown out to sea and swallowed up by the great beast, the whale, St. Irenaeus says that Jonah learns to be the more subject to God, to understand God's sovereignty. And when, after 3 days in the belly of the deep, Jonah is spat out upon the shore, God confers upon him in that act what St. Irenaeus calls an unhoped-for deliverance. And through this unhoped-for deliverance, not only is Jonah's heart converted, but so too the hearts of the great sinners, the Ninevites, whom even Jonah himself believed to be beyond redemption. This is not only a beautiful exegesis or interpretation of the scriptural book, but St. Irenaeus sees in this a paradigm for all of history. Mankind also, for a time, longer than 3 days, for many centuries and even millennia, was swallowed up by the great beast, the great whale, whom St. Irenaeus identifies as the author of transgression, that is, Satan and his lies, which deceived man to go astray. The whole of the human race was swallowed up by this beast. But, St. Irenaeus says, looking to Jonah and God's deliverance of him there, the whole of humanity was swallowed up, not that it would perish altogether when so engulfed, but arranging and preparing the plan of salvation, which was accomplished by the Word, he writes. God permits this in the case of our human history. It may seem cruel to allow man to suffer, and yet oftentimes it is only when we suffer, when we face the consequences of our sin and our rebellion, as Jonah did, being thrown out to sea, being swallowed up, it is only then that we start to find fruitful territory in the heart for repentance. Jonah's great prayer of deliverance comes from the belly of the deep. It is there that he finds a heart ready to receive God's mercy. And when his heart is thus prepared, God delivers him forth with great power. And we as the race of Adam are like Jonah. It is when we are swallowed up, when we see our weakness, when we come face to face with the death to which our rebellion and apostasy leads, it is there that we recognize our weakness and the power of God, and the heart is made ready to receive redemption. Therefore, God allowed our race, St. Irenaeus says, to be swallowed up, knowing that he would never allow us to remain engulfed forever, but that the race as a whole, in its entirety, might be lifted up unto God at a due and ready time. And thus it was that mankind, being buried in the depths of the sea of sin, was prepared, was made ready by the hands of a God who fashions all things for man's redemption, to receive a universally significant, unhoped-for salvation, as St. Irenaeus calls it, the coming of our Lord and God and Saviour in the flesh for our redemption and our salvation. May we remain ever grateful to God that he so arranges history, that the whole race, and not just one or another person within it, may receive the mercy which he bestows into the world. May we therefore make our own hearts ready to receive him. May we make our own lives offerings, prepared to be swallowed up and spat out and redeemed and glorified by the love of our man-befriending God. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. Irenaeus of Lyon, and all the saints, have mercy upon us, O God, and save us. Amen.